Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The man who authorities say shot and killed 10 people and wounded 10 others at a Southern California dance hall Saturday night is now dead. Police say they have no motive yet in the shooting, NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Authorities identified the gunman as 72-year-old Hu Can Tran. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after being pulled over in Torrance, California, Sunday, less than a day after he opened fire on people at a dance hall in Monterey Park. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says they do not know what motivated the man to attack the dance hall and attempt to attack another ballroom in the L.A. Basin after. Luna says the deceased were in their 50s, 60s, and older, but they are withholding names and more details until their families have been reached. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Monterey Park, California.
Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at an abortion rights rally in Tallahassee Sunday to mark the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade ruling. Sunday was the first anniversary since the historic U.S. Supreme Court decision was overturned. Valerie Crowder, a member station WFSU, has more.
During the vice president's remarks, she recognized those who live in states that now have an abortion ban after Roe was overturned. Harris also emphasized America's promise of freedom and liberty for all.
We are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness. These rights were not bestowed upon us. They belong to us as Americans.
Harris said Congress should pass a measure guaranteeing access to abortion. She also announced President Biden's latest efforts to protect access to the abortion pill. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Crowder in Tallahassee.
Some Democrats are now criticizing the White House for the way it has managed the discovery of classified documents at President Joe Biden's home and an old office. Several more documents with classified markings were found at Biden's home on Friday after the FBI conducted a long search. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says Biden should just say he made a mistake.
I can tell you, I don't think anyone intended. He sure didn't intend for it to fall in wrong hands and use it against our country. I know they didn't intend that to happen. Could it have happened? I don't know. And, yeah, you just might as well say, listen, it's irresponsible. It was something that we should have had a better check and balance on.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, meanwhile, said that Biden should be embarrassed by the discoveries. A special counsel is now investigating those documents. President Joe Biden is expected to name Jeff Zients as his next chief of staff. Ron Klain currently holds that position, but he is preparing to leave the White House in the coming weeks. Zients ran the administration's initial response to the COVID-19 pandemic soon after Biden became president. You're listening to NPR News. Britain's opposition Labour Party wants Parliament to investigate claims that the chairman of the BBC helped secure a guarantee for a loan of up to $1 million for then Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And that happened weeks before Johnson recommended him for the job. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London.
BBC Chairman Richard Sharpe acknowledges that he, quote, connected a wealthy Conservative Party donor to Johnson's cabinet secretary to back the loan to the Prime Minister. Johnson recommended Sharpe to chair the BBC. But according to the Sunday Times here, which broke the story, Sharpe never acknowledged his role to the panel considering his application or to the BBC. Nor did Johnson publicly disclose Sharpe's involvement. Sharpe insists there was no conflict of interest, and a spokesman of Johnson said, quote, this is rubbish, pointing out the loan guarantor was also a distant cousin of Johnson's. The chairman of the BBC is charged, among other things, with ensuring the political neutrality of the broadcaster. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
A flight from Poland to Athens landed safely on Sunday after an alert was issued about a possible bomb on board the plane. A search for an explosive device turned up nothing. The flight was operated by Buzz, which is a subsidiary of low-cost carrier Ryanair. It was escorted to Athens by two Greek F-16 fighters. Nine military officers who worked decades ago at a nuclear missile base in Montana have been diagnosed with blood cancer. Doctors say there's some indication that the disease may be linked to the officer's service. One of the nine has died. In a statement to the Associated Press, the Air Force says they're aware of concerns over the cancer and are gathering data to learn more. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.